Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I had said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Alright, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of Titillating Sports, except it's the Video Game Review. That's right, I'm Rick Tittle, because Sunday nights at 9 o'clock Pacific Time, I get into the video game world. I've been doing this show almost 20 years, nationally syndicated. Come on in and get heard wherever you might happen to be listening in this great land of ours, and foreign lands. We are here for you to talk video games. Now, it's not just sports video games. It's all video games. And I had the 2600 when it came out.
You're old, dude.
A little bit. But let's talk about video games together. All the neophytes, the newbies, and the hardcore gamers, and everyone in between. There's a toll-free line. Don't write it down. Dial it up. And don't be shy. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. We'll get you in and get you heard wherever you might happen to be listening. And you can always email me, rick@sportsbyline.com. Use that email address to win the game that I'll give away at 40 after the hour, a little over a half hour. What game is it? You got to wait. Also, cheat code request. I do that at the end of the show. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com as I stream through sportsbyline.com. Also stream through sbnationlive.com. Sirius XM 211 in progress. See the man, male Caucasian. That's right, the Dan Patrick channel. Great to have you out there, all my semi-drivers and the white line fever. Also, CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel. Tune your cable for our 35 million homes. That's right. Try to get you every trip we can. TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app. Also, I'm going to have an interview coming up at around 25 after the hour. We're going to interview yet somebody else from Poland once again. That's right. Polska Kielbasa, baby. It's all video games. Don't get hungry. Also, social media wise, if you want to send me a tweet, it is at Rick Tittle as I enunciate my T's. And as I mentioned, the emails rick@sportsbyline.com. And the biggest shout out to our brave men and women listening on the American Forces Radio Network worldwide. 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, AWACS overhead. We have less than an hour for the video game review. So come on back and let's get started right here, right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531.
800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Attention small business owners. The IRS has just released a notice that businesses eligible to file for the Employee Retention Credit should not file with companies charging a percentage of their ERC refund. These companies have been shown to overqualify businesses, leaving the business owner open to audits and tax penalties. ERTCfiling.com helps small business owners file their Employee Retention Credit forms accurately and at a cost that is a fraction of their competitors. And most importantly, ERTCfiling.com charges a flat fee, not a percentage of what you get back. So there's never a worry about overqualification. Businesses that were open in 2020 and 2021 and subject to any COVID government mandate, such as a capacity limitation, social distancing, supply chain issues, and increased vendor costs, will qualify. You do not need to have a reduction in revenue to qualify for this program. Stop any work you're doing with your current Employee Retention Credit provider and call 833-GET-ERTC or go to ERTCfiling.com to schedule your free 30-minute consultation today.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. Lines are open at 1-800-878-PLAY. Once again, 1-800-878-7529. Coming up in the next segment, we will talk video games all the way in Poland.
Ja też bardzo. Polska.
But for now, I'd like to hear from you. Once again, the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. Perhaps, maybe you saw the trailer for a new game called Unrecord, from a French developer named Drama. And when you saw it, you probably thought it was just the video from the news, because it looks like body cam footage of a guy holding what looks like kind of a Glock-looking type of handgun and going through a warehouse chasing someone. And you realize it's a video game. And then you think, well, this is so realistic that everything was just scanned in, which is called photogrammetry, and it's not. This is all built, and if you haven't seen it, you got to check it out. Just look up Unrecord official early gameplay trailer. If you look at it, it is all done on Unreal 5. This is Unreal Engine 5, which I got to see a little bit of the development of that at the Game Developers Conference last month here in San Francisco, Moscone Convention Center, again. And this all comes from Epic Games. And you've seen Unreal Engine in Fortnite. You've seen it. You'll see it in Redfall coming up from Arkane Studio. But those look more like animated movies. Unrecord looks so much like real life, you would think maybe you're watching the news until you see the people getting shot at. And then they kind of look more video gamey. But as I mentioned, the developer is named Drama, and not from Entourage. It's a French developer, and a lot of people thought the game was a scam. And on Unrecord's Steam page, it says the development on the game is on Unreal Engine 5, and also the game footage is captured from an executable and played using a keyboard, also mouse. It is not a VR game. In reality, it seems flattering to compare the graphics of Unrecord to reality, but fortunately, we know that a game first focuses on gameplay and universe in which we primarily investigate. And I'm like, okay, makes sense. On the Discord channel, Drama developers shared another video of a player moving this through the same environment just to show that it is, in fact, a video game and not some kind of trick. And as I watched it, I was convinced that this was video, this warehouse that they were in. You think, well, how realistic is a warehouse? That seems boring. It does, but it seems like the most realistic thing I've ever seen in a video game. Literally the most realistic thing I've ever seen in a video game. So as I was looking at it, I thought this is, you know, a really cool scan, but it's just built on the video. So as I said on Discord, Drama said, quote, a lot of people think the entire environment is scanned, but it is not. It is handcrafted using mega scans, store assets, and bespoke assets made by us. So how does a small team of developers in France using common game development on the Epic Games Unreal 5 engine manage to produce a video that is confused for real life? It doesn't have more polygons. It doesn't have more sophisticated shaders. Maybe it's just lifting the whole thing from the media where most of us just see the real world violence. And that's something I was reading on Vice.com. It just says body cam footage, which has become more visible in recent years as more police departments require them and a growing interest in people seeing police shootings, which I'm not into. I'm into the games. But Unrecord is not alone, because 2 days ago, developer Digital Cybercherries, guy like that name, right? They released a new trailer for Paranormal Trails, which it described as body cam horror game. Ready or Not is a SWAT shooter that Unrecord cites as an influence in its pitch deck. It lets you see what other members of your squad are seeing through their helmet cams too. And I mean, even in last year's Call of Duty Modern Warfare, you could spectate your friends via a helmet cam. But rather than trying to make the player feel like they are embodying a cop or a soldier, these games feel more real because they emulate a type of media that we're all unfortunately familiar with in the real world of violence, and that kind of fisheye effect, a little shakiness of the camera without making you nauseous. You know, the way two hands holding a gun awkwardly reach into the frame. And a lot of people view these videos, you know, for work at Motherboard when one comes across the desk, and more often than not, it means you're seeing something horrible. And the fact that Unrecord's intended audience responded so strongly proves that it's an effective stylistic choice. I mean, unsurprisingly, the media that it's evoking is also making some potential players uncomfortable. And in a title for a section in Drama's recently published post, it said pro police or anti-police. Right? It says, as a French studio addressing a global audience, the game does not engage in any foreign policy and it is not inspired by any real life events. The game will obviously avoid any undesirable topics such as discrimination, racism, violence against women and minorities. We also respect and understand people who may feel disturbed by the game's images. Art cannot fight against interpretation. End quote. And look, it's not the first time video games have evoked media as we associate real-world violence. I mean, remember in Modern Warfare, Call of Duty 2007, there was a level where the player takes control of that AC-130 gunship, and you just see this kind of FLIR night vision blowing people up. What about the level where you're in the airport and you have to prove yourself to the terrorists and just gun down innocent people in an airport, right? So look, the stylistic chow with Unrecord, there's nothing inherently wrong with it. You know, other games have portrayed uncomfortable violence through the effective lens of the specific media that heightens that feeling. I mean, remember Manhunt, that Rockstar series, and Kane and Lynch had the cell phone camera. Those come to mind. But the fact that the game developers are now drawing inspiration from police body cams at home as opposed to videos of wars abroad show how fear and violence have captured the imagination of a lot of these fans now. So if you want to see something that just looks realistic beyond belief, as I said, you got to check out Unrecord. Now, as you see the guy shooting, there is one scene where you see a guy go into an office and he has a choice of four things to say. Who are you? Where is Oscar? You will pay, or everything will be fine. And in the video, the demo, he says, where is Oscar? And then he shoots the guy. It's like, well, why would you ask him a question if you're just going you're not going to give him a chance to answer, which was just a teeny bit weird as well. So, yeah, if you're interested, maybe this doesn't float your boat, but I'm all for having my mind blown by a video game. And this one definitely did it. As you see throughout the game, the trailer anyway. And it also, for me, gives rise to the fact of, you know, not copycats, but, you know, whatever works and someone's going to use this. It sort of reminds me of a couple of games that came out for the NES before it even went to Super Nintendo. And there were games that came out like Blaster Master that looked like the graphics were so amazing and shiny and jumpy and poppy. And it was just a matter of like, wait, you can do all this on a 2600? And the developer was like, well, we did. And that came late in the cycle, the life of the life of that system. But so I'm all for these type of improvements. Absolutely. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break and we'll come back. And as I said, we'll have an interview with a gentleman in Poland. We'll talk video games. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
Calling all motorheads, it's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday night to 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Well, you know, there are a lot of browsers you can use on the internet, but if you want one that is specifically designed for gamers, you want Opera GX. And joining us right now, because Opera GX Mobile now is on Android and iOS, and Exhibit, the host of Pimp My Ride, has come out for Opera GX as well. Joining us on the phone right now is Maiche Kochaba. Did I get that right?
Very okay.
Not too bad?
Not too bad.
All right. And you are in Sverige? Are you in Stockholm?
No, actually, I'm calling directly from Wrocław in Poland. It's one of our offices.
Wow, I just had a guest from Poland. I got back-to-back Polish guests. Pretty cool. All right. Tell us a little bit more, please, about Opera GX.
All right, with pleasure. Opera GX is the first world browser created just for gamers, with all gamers in mind. We launched the product during E3 2019, so it's out there for a while. We're available for PC, for Mac, for Android, and iOS. So no matter what device, you can enjoy Opera GX. And what is it? It's like kind of a tagline. It's a browser built for gamers, but it comes with a variety of different features that you think about makes quite a lot of sense for gamers, but not necessarily if you are really simply expecting something else from the browser. And I think the most important thing to note is that we have a little bit different approach to resource usage, which means that Opera GX comes with the GX control that allows you to limit how much CPU, how much RAM, and how much bandwidth if your network browser uses. And at first, it might sound a little bit weird, but if you think about that, very often you keep playing a game while still having a browser open on the side, it makes a lot of sense that the browser is limited, so it's not taking up resources from your game, so it can be running as smooth as possible, but you can still enjoy, maybe you're reading something, or in between matches you're doing something, or just maybe listening to the music from the internet. So it makes a lot of sense to have the browser running side by side the game. And that's why, for instance, we have these unique features. And those features are built so much into the core of the browser that it's actually not possible to create those things with extensions. So it's not that you can take any other browser and just mod it with such extensions, because it will technically not work.
I was talking about Exhibit. I know you guys want people to, quote unquote, pimp your browser with some mods. What are some of those GX mods?
Those are the latest addition that we've added. GX is built around what gamers love a lot, which is customization and making all things look the way they like and tweak it to their likings. Opera GX was already priced for having a lot of configuration options and easy way to make it your own, but we thought that we can spice it up a little bit, and that's why we just recently released something that's called mods. With mods, you can customize everything inside the browser. That stands with sounds, the sound the browser is doing sounds. When you're typing, there are sounds. There is a music that is dynamic in the background, so it gets more intense when you're intensively using the browser, which is really cool, and then it calms down when you're, for instance, reading an article, and then it's not kind of in the way. Obviously, colors, wallpapers, like animated ones, but we also have some very unique things that are shaders. shaders is a thing that can apply a visual effect on whole pages. So you can make it look like an old CRT screen, or actually even make a look that something is burning or everything is pixelated. It's really cool. And so mods is just another step to make it even nicer, to get more customization. And the most important thing is that more people can check it out. And by the way, we also have a special mod created with Exhibit. It's called Exhibit, G-Exhibit. And this is something that's highly recommended. It's actually pretty cool. It's something to really try out on your computer.
The other thing too, you don't usually think about how your browser is eating up some of the CPU. So how is it that you were able to take Opera, make it a GX version, and kind of strip away the unnecessary things that were sort of robbing the RAM or the ROM from the game?
So we are a browser company, which means that we take the browser from the ground to the app, and we're building it the way we like it. So you think about it, that we're like a tuning division of a car factory. So we take a car that's perfectly good, and then we tweak it for a specific needs. It gives us a lot of possibilities. We've got all the know-how, which means that we can tinkle with all the details inside, and then later on build something that's really performing. And it's like our competitive advantage, because it's actually quite a bit of unique knowledge you can do to tweak those little nasty things.
So talk a little bit, if you would, also about the flow feature, the way you can share files. How does that work?
Mm-hmm. So flow is very important. Firstly, your private space to share things between computer and your phone. It was designed this way that we initially see there's a problem, very simple one. You're on a phone. How can you send something to your computer to read later on, or vice versa? How can you get something from your computer and send it to your phone? So we've seen a lot of different ways people were trying to fix this problem. Very often just ended up sending mails to themselves, sometimes sending messages to themselves, and in some extreme cases, sending messages to their close ones and saying, this is not for you, this is for me to read later on, because it was really hard for them to figure out how to pass things around. There are obviously other solutions which are more complex, but the idea was to make something extremely simple. If I'm having my computer in front of me and my phone in my hand, do I really need to type any passwords? It makes no sense. That's why on computer, you get to see a QR code, and on a phone, you just scan it, because only your phone sees the QR code and a little bit of engineering magic. Those things are connected together in a secure way. Which means only those two devices are connected, and they are your devices, so they stay connected and encrypted, which means that only those devices can really talk to one another. And obviously sending messages, they look more or less like a chat, but also files is kind of a natural thing to do. This is what users are using it for, and pricing, because it's so easy to use.
And what about ad blocker? You've got that built in?
I would say this is a very old feature that we've added a long time ago. There was quite a lot of interest from users, and they were resorting to running different extensions. Again, an extension is a nice thing. However, it can never be as performant as something that is built inside a browser. This is really important, because this is something that you turn on and keep majority of time on, and you don't want it to be slowing down your computer. So that's why quite a long time ago, we decided to include it in all our browsers. So AdBlocker is available across all our products. This also kind of improves your security and privacy online, which is also good to note that Opera comes also with the VPN, which is free. It's a no-log VPN, and no logs are stored. It is really cool, and the best part is that it's completely free. So if you want to increase your safety on the web, especially for instance, you're browsing from some open Wi-Fi or maybe at the hotel, the free VPN is the best thing to do. You just click it, with one flip, you are secured. It's really cool.
Well, since we've been talking, I just downloaded it, and it looks very cool. Obviously, just picked a pre-installed like little theme and mod to it, and it's lightning fast. Now, is this still in the beta phase, or is this the one that's ready to go right now?
It's ready to go. We keep it funny and say that the product is never ready, which is true, especially for browsers. None of them is ready. Things are really being updated and developed as we speak, and they are getting better all the time because the web is living thing. So it's as stable as anything else. What really happens with GX is that we take the latest and greatest stable Opera for a PC and we just tweak it, which means that you always get the same benefit of all Opera features, the stability, the security, and all the bells and whistles you would like to have. And then we customize it and just make it into a GX. So it's always the best thing. You are not with a worse product using GX.
Before we let you go, what is your favorite thing about Opera GX?
If it's about features, I must say sounds and music. It is kind of this experience that in the evening you put your headphones on, you can't afford to be playing music out loud in the room, and there's almost like ASMR experience where you have the music, you know, in the background, and then the keys when you're typing something. That's really something that you can't miss. I really love it. If it's one thing, that's it.
Well, they've also partnered, as I mentioned, with Xzibit, rapper and host of the world-famous car modification TV show Pimp My Ride, and now it's Pimp My Browser. Opera GX, get it with your phone. I just did it in the time of this interview, and as I got to say, it looks really, really cool. We have been speaking with Maciej Kochaba, right from Polska. So I'll say thank you very much and congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me. Have a great day. And thank you for using Opera.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break and we will come on back right here on Sports Byline.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV, and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
The Video Game Review.
Rise the Gaming.
Rick Tittle with you on Sports Byline USA, SB Nation Radio, Sirius XM 211, American Forces Radio Network on The Voice, all that great stuff. It is 40 after the hour. It's time we give away a brand new game. And the way you win it is just be the second correct answer to the question. Send your answers to Rick at sportsbyline.com, SPRITSBYLINE.com. What do you say? Sportsbyline.com, Rick at sportsbyline.com. Send the answer to Rick at sportsbyline.com. The game is called OTXO. I don't know how to pronounce that. OTXO? OTXO? Maybe I want to say OXTO, but then I'd be doing a Brett Favre. OTXO. And it is a very spooky, black and white, top-down type of game. Let me give you the blurb. It's developed by Lateralis, and it's published by Super Rare Originals. This is a PC game which just came out 3 days ago. Enter an inexplicable abstract mansion to rescue a loved one in this fast-paced, brutal, and dark roguelite filled with precise but savage gunplay and time-bending slow motion. Face your inner demons and unveil the secrets of the mansion. As I mentioned, top down. And yeah, so my question is there a mansion involved in this game? Send your answer, the second correct one, to Rick at sportsbyline.com, and you will win OTXO from Lateralis and Super Rare Originals for the PC. All right, top down games. That's what we like. All right. It's always interesting to me when video games get blamed for stuff. And sometimes it's just the ills of society. Well, the news that a U.S. serviceman, a guy named Jack Teixeira, 21 years old in the Air National Guard, that he allegedly leaked classified Pentagon information and documents on a video game forum came as a surprise to many, but it really shouldn't be that surprising, is it? Allegedly, he let all this out to impress his friends on the Discord group where he spent a lot of his time. And posting classified material in video game chat groups is becoming apparently increasingly common with lots of different motivations to traditional whistleblowers, but it was because of War Thunder. War Thunder is a free-to-play vehicle combat simulator made by Gaijin Entertainment, which is a company founded in Russia. It is now in Hungary, in Budapest, and you use jets and helicopters and tanks and artillery and lots of other stuff to fight it out. And fans of the video games have long been sharing classified documents, including user manuals for fighter jets, especially American ones. And, you know, the War of Thunder game prides itself on the realism of the weapons, but just how realistic they are is a matter of debate. But in an effort to prove strangers on the internet wrong and convince developers to update weapons in the game, players have allegedly repeatedly leaked lots of classified technical documents and user manuals. And in January, military documents relating to the American F-16 were posted online by a War Thunder player in the midst of a debate on the capabilities of this fighter jet. And when discussing this fighter jet's flight and weapon control system, one forum member posted details about a system known as SCP, Stores Control Panel, and supported their argument with more documents, including the pilot's user handbook. And so one of the game forum moderators say, War Thunder is a video game. Stop committing federal crimes over internet arguments about it. But for some players with a security clearance, posting online sort of trumps the potential consequences of breaching security laws. And people think that the online and the offline world have separate, different relationships. And there is a research firm called Take This, which is a nonprofit focused on the mental health and gaming, and that a lot of people impress with the online disinhibition effect, which can be toxic. And Rachel Coward, who works there, she was quoted on the BBC saying that, quote, behind a keyboard, people are brazen and feel there are far fewer consequences. So they take things further than they would in person. So to win an argument or to impress people they've developed a friendship with online, they take things further. One way to do that, posting classified documents. Well, for me, I mean, I have seen over the years, working in this business and people being critical of something I said in a A's or a Raider pre or post game show when I was hosting or something. Yeah, they're called keyboard warriors. I think we all know that anonymity can do that. But many players of this combat simulator are serving personnel with access to documents, and they should know better. And despite this, military documents have been leaked by War Thunder players at least 7 times. Details about American, Chinese, British, French military equipment. In fact, in July of 2021, classified details from the Army Equipment Support publication, a user manual of the British Challenger 2 main battle tank, were leaked. And then, same thing for the Leclerc, which is a French tank. And then the Tiger, which is something that the Germans and the French use together. If you can believe that, they're friends now. Franco-German Eurocopter. It's sort of like their version of the Apache, the attack helicopter. And as I mentioned, China got involved in June of last year. Military secrets. It was a case of an anti-tank ammunition that the Chinese army was using. And so the documents leaked by players of the game are at the lower levels of classification, but they're still secret, and publishing could be very risky because weapon designs are often sought after by hostile states, militant dissidents trying to get an edge on opponents. Some people suggest that baiting people into revealing secrets is just another more modern version of a honey trap. But all the documents have been taken down. And Anton Yudensev, who's the founder of Gaijin Entertainment, they make the War Thunder, remember, he said, our players are very passionate about War Thunder and military vehicles, and sometimes they're too passionate. Our policy is, and was always clear, we'll never make changes to the game based on documents without a clear and legal source. But it's just, and like I said, there's a lot of times people are online and they think it doesn't matter, and it does. All right. Also, in a more lighter sense, FIFA has kicked off EA Sports FC. And, you know, I remember playing it on the Genesis the first time in 1993, FIFA International Soccer. It was absolutely fantastic. I couldn't believe there was singing in the game, and kind of a three-quarter Zaxxon angle, if you get that reference. kind of like the Genesis hockey game as well. But, you know, for nearly 30 years, we've been calling it FIFA soccer. And we won't be seeing any available gameplay until July, but trying to encourage the 150 million players worldwide to switch has begun. What do I mean? Well, the game's new logo has been displayed on advertising hoarding in Prem grounds, this Premier League in England. EA also unveiled its FC's Futures program. That's something that they say will support grassroots soccer programs around the world. So the publicity has begun in earnest. And David Jackson, EA Sports FC's vice president of brand, said this is the right time for us to create our own narrative and be able to craft our own future. Well, leaving behind a recognizable brand is a risk in any industry, especially so in gaming, where name recognition and brand loyalty are particularly pronounced. There are more. Now, this guy said, Jackson, there's going to be more than 19,000 soccer players, 700 teams, 30 leagues, despite the split from FIFA. He said, we have to continue to show people that certain things will also be retained around the realism they know and love from a FIFA series. That will stay with us as we transition from FIFA to FC, but players should also expect for things to change and innovate as well. People should expect to see some exciting developments, how we now have the opportunity to think expansively about the future of interactive football. And that's fine. So, like I said, they're coming out in earnest now. And so, as I said, we're not going to really be seeing it until July, and of course that's when soccer season is over, Rover, but that's when we'll really get our meat hooks in it. All right, let's take a look at the new games coming out this week, Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. We will have Ruin Arc. This is an indie simulation strategy game for the PC. It looks really cool. Shadows of Doubt, an adventure game on the PC. Smile for Me, adventure puzzle game for the PS4 and Switch. After Image, action fantasy Metroidvania platformer. Amanda the Adventurer, adventure horror game for the PC. Drop, system breach simulation for the Switch. Fairy Fencer F : Refrain Chord, an RPG strategy game, very fanciful looking anime for the 4 and the 5, the Switch and the PC. Roots of Pacha. This is an RPG simulation on the PC. Stranded Alien Dawn. Simulation survival game of the 4 and the 5, the X and the S and the 1. Strayed Lights. Action adventure on all the big boy systems. Trinity Trigger. Action RPG, PC, 4, 5, and Switch. War Mongrels. Real-time game strategy. X and S. 4 and 5, 1, and the Mac. Xenoblade Chronicles 3, Future Redeemed. This is DLC. Desta, The Memories Between, an adventure game for your phones and also the Switch and the Mac. Honkai, Star Rail, RPG strategy game for your phones and the PC. Ash of Gods, The Way. This is a RPG turn-based. Bramble, The Mountain King, adventure horror, all the big systems. Kizunu AI, Touch the Beat, a music game on the Switch, and also Picross S9, a nonogram puzzle game on the Switch. Project Nightmares Case 36, Henrietta Kedward, action adventure indie on the 1, the 4, the 5, and the X and the S. Proto Droid Delta, action platformer on the PC. Spooky Spirits Shooting Gallery. This is a shooter for the Switch. The Last Case of Benedict Fox on the PC and XS, and Tin Can a Sim on all the big systems. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back with the cheat code on the video game review.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. About to close it out in our customary fashion by giving away a cheat code for an older game. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. I have one here from Pam. Pan with an N. Pam, remember that Saturday Night Live sketch? Maybe not. Pam says, Rick, do you have anything for Fantavision? Wow. I have not heard that in a long time. That's an old PS2 game. I do have something for Fantavision, and I'm just going to give it to you in one big lump, and it's not even that hard to remember, Pam. Go to the cheat mode. Go to the options menu. Hold all four shoulder buttons. So that's R1 and R2, L1 and L2. Then press up, X, up, down, square. Once again, hold all four shoulder buttons. Press X, up, down, and square, and you will have all the cheats. You will unlock everything in Fantavision on the PS2. Speaking of which, yes, Fanta, that was something that the Germans took over the Coke plant in World War II, called it Fanta, and then after the war they go, just keep it called Fanta. True story. Fantastische. I'm Rick Tittle. Thanks for tuning into the Video Game Review. We'll do it next Sunday again at the same time, but this is a rerun. Hope you liked it. Coming up next is more sports talk right here on all your networks.